Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Nobody Panic with me, Stevie.
And me, Tessa.
How are you feeling, Tessa?
Oh, fine. A little bit frustrated, if I may. A little bit furious. Quite angry, actually, Stevie.
Good. Because just
Do you think
so
you can
happens,
help me?
You know what? I actually think I can. So this is what the episode is on today. How to deal with being angry. We had a lovely email from Clara from Australia.
Beautiful name, Clara. I've always loved it since the Nutcracker.
Clara wrote in and said, I'd like to suggest an episode topic. How to deal with being angry. I feel like this is something I have no idea how to do. And I think probably most women don't. So when I get angry about stuff, I just end up feeling really sick and upset. Any advice or tips you could provide would be greatly appreciated. And I think that's a really good point, because when I was looking up kind of good resources for being angry, I had to type in female angry in order to get anything that was relevant to women, because I think men and women deal with anger very differently and are socialized differently to deal with it. So lots of the advice weren't really particularly, it was like, do you find you punch walls? It's like, well, I'm sure some women do, but it tends to be more of a male thing, punching walls. You know, things like that. You're like, I don't know. It's such a thing that women don't feel that they're able to be angry. So,
yes, it's a tricky one. And I know that we always try and step away from making big gender sweeping statements, but I do think it's a very classic female thing to say, I'm not angry, I'm frustrated. Or, okay, I found that very difficult, that very annoying, but like they wouldn't say, I'm angry about this. And it's an instinctive thing to step away from anger and to be like, no. But that, exactly what you're saying, that it's such a classic male trope that's like, they're allowed the space, they're famous for it. Like, here it is, here's all your...
Famously. Absolutely.
Famously
you know, angry.
In Inside Out, the film.
Yes.
You know, Joy is a lovely girl in a summer dress, and Anger is a short, stout man with a short fuse who looks like he works in an office, you know?
Yes.
That's how they're visually represented.
So yeah, really good suggestion. Thank you so much, Clara. And I hope that this this podcast here on in helps. But before we do that, shall we discuss our adult things? I'm going to start pronouncing it like that. Adult things of the week.
I will speak for us all when I gently request that you don't.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Yes, fine.
Yeah, mine is not really an adult thing. It's more of like a... Look, it's not anything. It's more of a craft project I'm going to tell you about.
So just sort of a thing you want to say.
Yeah, I'll be quite honest. Yeah. It is, have you seen those book nooks advertised to you on Instagram?
Oh, no, I haven't. But I think that's because I'm looking at the wrong things on Instagram. It's only seals. I only get seal pillows advertised.
Yeah, understandably. And look, the algorithm is doing its best with what it's got, and all it's got is seals. So look. So imagine a bookshelf. Mm-hmm. And now instead of a book along there, imagine a lit up miniature diorama of like Diagon Alley.
Okay, struggling because I don't know what
certainly.
A diorama is.
A miniature thing.
Okay, so on the bookshelf is a tiny Diagon Alley.
Yeah, but it's like an alleyway that goes like the length of the book. And then it like looks like it. So you're looking at your bookshelf and then you look like a miniature world and you like look into it. It's so niche. They must have just, please do write in and let us know, let me know if you are also being targeted these things. Because the first couple of times they popped up, I was like, what the Jesus Lord is that? And then I got like deeper and deeper. And obviously the more I researched in Book Nook, the more that my only adverts are for the Book Nook. They're like, the lady wants a Book Nook. People are making these like miniature diorama scenes, but what they managed to get like lights in there somehow. So they're all like sort of lit up. So it looks like a tiny little street. It's really lovely, but also quite mad. Watch this space. It looks like I'll be making Book Nooks, you know?
Lovely.
Thank you so much. Stevie, do you have anything reasonable to share in your adult thing?
I would beg you to stop. I see what you mean. I, as ever, mine's boring and Tess's is like fun and whimsical. I've brought my daily average phone screen time down by like 2 hours.
That's genuinely fantastic, Stevie.
It's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I also am doing, there was a thing that popular internet personality Zoella was championing. She did a digital detox day with a mental health charity, and everyone was, I just kept seeing people's faces and it had the word off on their hand and then like a circle, and then it was like a really hot picture of them, and then they'd be like holding up their hand with off on it, and I was like, what's this? And it was all like, on Saturday I am having a digital detox day for mental health reasons. So good, really great. So I just did it and it was really good, and what I found was that I had the day was so much longer. I had so many things I could do. Read loads of things, went for a walk, bought some fudge, like lots of things happened.
I'm genuinely very proud of you. I know what that's a real commitment to the cause.
Thank you.
I'm sincere with that, and I hope people join you, but also don't tell you because they're not on social media to tell you.
So let's get to anger, baby.
Get
so,
right in there.
There's, I think, when you think of, as we said, when you think of anger, you think of men sometimes, but also angry women are often, you know, historically called harpies and witches and, you know, causing a fuss, to be honest. Women should be seen and not heard. And that is obviously not something that has persisted too much now, but it sort of still is in the kind of psyche of our culture a little bit, where it's like, oh yeah, you can express your point, but don't be angry about it.
When you were saying about them being harpies, I was like, yes, you're like sort of classical mythological or whatever your version of an angry woman would be, like took all the anger inside, waited many years and sought extreme vengeance, like in a very controlled, very quiet, very much worse way than just like exploding and being a bit angry in the minute she did something nuts. Like all the sort of...
Because men were at war. So they're like constantly expressing anger all the time in the form of ultra violence. Whereas women are like, oh, I must sweep the hearth. And now I've turned everyone into stone. Oh, well.
Exactly. I've just been reading Circe, that Madeline Miller book about...
I've read that. It's really great.
Genuinely really good. But she is the sea witch who you'll all remember from like school. You'd remember like the story about her turning people into pigs. And again, it's like this... the fury is in this like very controlled, very insane, very like enormous, vengeful, wrathful way.
So there's so much to talk about, but I'll start here, which is that a lot of, and I know I actually know a lot of women like this, where growing up in families and like conflict is just swept away. So you don't, when you grow up in families where you basically don't feel like you're able to be like, or like so is mean, or like what you've done is wrong, or like conflict is not encouraged, then you grow up to believe that anger is dangerous. And that can be for men and women, but as we've said, like society kind of you see male rage a lot more appropriate, like even in films and TV and just like general things, like men being annoyed. And it's like that horrible kind of stereotype of like the woman is nagging the man, the man is angry at her. So you grow up believing that men are okay to be angry and women are just really naggy and annoying. And that's actually what a wife is. So when you go to take a wife and you don't get on and it's not a good relationship, you think it's fine because you think that's what a relationship is, that you should be incredibly annoyed annoyed by your wife. So it's sort of like that. And the one thing that is very vital to understand is that being angry doesn't hurt anyone. Being angry in the wrong way because you have bottled it up can really hurt people. So the best way to deal with your anger is to learn how to communicate and also learn how to be like essentially friends with your anger. So the second thing, very important, anger is good for us. So it's very, I think about the jealousy thing all the time. I did an episode on jealousy and it was like evolutionarily, jealousy just tells you what you should probably be doing. Because if you are upset with someone or you're like, ugh, it's like, oh, well, why? Oh, it's probably because you want what they have. So maybe work towards that rather than be all upset with jealousy. So anger just tells us that we've been mistreated or hurt in some way. And when we don't feel ashamed of the anger, it can help us notice our needs and cultivate self-care. If something flares up within you, it's doing that for a reason. It's telling you that something, some way that you've been treated, it might, and what's complicated is because once you've like lived for ages repressing it, it's not just suddenly going to start being very straightforward and simple. So you might have to like do a bit of work to kind of figure out why that made you angry when it seemingly shouldn't, but there's always a reason when somebody is angry. It could be the thing that you're dealing with right now. It could be because years ago someone treated you terribly and so you've kind of narrativized something in your head about yourself that isn't true, or you could kind of, yeah, it could be many, many things. So there's a writer called Soraya Chemily. I may have mispronounced the last name. It could be Chemily. That she wrote a book called Rage Becomes Her, and it's about how the gender difference comes down to how young girls are socialized from a very early age. And the idea is that women, little girls are shown very, very early on that if they express anger, that is wrong. There is like a punishment, and also mothers will very rarely talk to their little girls about anger. They'll just be like, kind of horrified by it, mm-hmm, if the child, mm-hmm, kind of throws a tantrum or identifies anger. Whereas it's completely impossible, and I think this is the important thing, it's absolutely impossible to be a human being, man or woman, and not feel anger. So if you are listening going like, well, I never get angry, that's a problem. You do. One of the main problems with anger that women often get is that they don't even know that they are angry. And what I read about, there's so many studies which show that women are so much more likely to self-medicate before even any symptoms of anger. So men will often self-medicate because they're so angry they can't deal with their anger. And that, you know, I've known guys like that, you like drink to excess or take drugs or things like that. And you're like, it's because you're very angry at yourself. And it's very clear. But they're often quite volatile people, whereas women can be seem incredibly serene, but their behaviors can be really destructive because they can't identify that it's anger. They'll be like, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm mad. I'm hysterical. And also what's so interesting across everything is that like we are women and people that menstruate are so much more almost like justified in being angry because we have like full hormones running around our bodies every month that I'm furious on my period.
Like, it is mad to be the ones like given an anger hormone and then to be like, but keep it in check. You know, there's so much unlearning that needs to be done with anger because you're so taught about being well behaved, about being a good child, about not having tantrums. Like that's a well behaved kid is the best sort of kid, and so then to have to unlearn all that as an adult is such a huge undertaking because those things are so clear in you that like this is wrong, like this is bad behavior, this is something I shouldn't be doing. And also when it starts, if you're not used to it, you're really, really good at having those feelings of anger and then suppressing them right down because for whatever reason, like it's your job to keep the peace in when you were a kid, or it was your job you were constantly praised for being able to keep those emotions in check. So as an adult, it's really hard to learn to be able to let them out. And what Clara is saying in her email about feeling like sick and nauseous, and that is the response of your body being like, oh, how to deal with these emotions, and letting them out feels instinctively very wrong.
Yeah, so they kind of like come out in different ways that aren't healthy.
Yes, absolutely. Because you've got no practice pattern of like, you know, if you felt very sad about something, you'd be like, yeah, I recognize sadness. I know I'm going to have a cry now. I know it's going to pass. I know I'm going to take myself away or whatever you would do in a sad situation. Whereas it's very, very common to feel extremely confused and afraid of your own anger and have all these things wrapped up in it of like, you know, you shouldn't be feeling these things, except, you know, there's so much going on there.
We did an episode about how to be more assertive, and a lot of the things that come up are that people that lack assertiveness are the ones that can find themselves holding in anger or not realizing that they're angry, and then it can come out in sort of bursts that are inappropriate. And I definitely, so when I was like early 20s, no, to be honest, full 20s, I had that. So I was like, I go to therapy and stuff now. And one of the main things was that like, I didn't understand why I would sometimes act in a way that I just did not recognize at all. And it was because like for years, I've just never being angry was like, a horrible, that means you're a horrible girl. Mm-hmm. Whereas actually what would happen is I would genuinely be horrible because I was in like a relationship that wasn't very good. And it was very like, and this was why I thought this is really interesting about how quite a lot of relationships, often bad relationships, unfortunately, women will be upset at men's behavior, but men will be upset at women's emotional response to that mm-hmm, behavior, mm-hmm. which can mm-hmm. feel incredibly unfair because you're like, well, I'm just emotionally responding. But what you've done is actually, we need to talk about why that's actually not okay. Yeah. But, and that can also, then you can often feel gaslit, and then you can kind of feel even more like, well, I shouldn't be angry because my boyfriend or my friend or my mum or whoever is sort of telling me that that's wrong. So I'm completely faulty in my thinking. And then four days later, you can like throw a Benny because someone said like, oh, do you want to get a sandwich? And you're like, fuck off! And then you're like, oh my God, what's happened there? Dr. Mally Coyne, who's another... Look, she's another doctor. Anger comes from an unmet need. So if you're not able to express your need, it will impact you in a significant way. Apart from anxiety and depression and stress and all the physical stuff, I think your sense of self is hugely impacted because you're walking around the world not getting your needs met. So if you find yourself being completely irrationally angry about certain things, it's because basically there's something that you're not getting, and there's something that is not happening in your life that you kind of need, and you're starting to resent that, and you're also starting to become confused and not understand. But like, as with all these things, like, it's just about accepting. The first stage is just like accepting that you are going to be angry, and if you're not angry, then you're not you're either suppressing it or you're not you're not a human, you're an inanimate object. Shout out to all my cupboards listening.
I was just going to say when I and I think we're going to even do an episode about going to therapy, but I remember saying to my therapist, she said, are you angry about that? And I said, no, like, I'm not angry, like, I'm frustrated. And then she was like, without fail, every woman who comes into my room says, I'm not angry, in a high-pitched voice. That is the sound of extreme rage being repressed. And it's not that they're lying. That's a really, really important thing. Like, if you are listening, cupboards and others alike, men, women, anybody, if you're listening and you're thinking, I'm not angry, you're not lying to yourself. Like, but it may take some time to open the door of possibility in you that's maybe never been there before, that you are angry, but you've never had a way to channel that anger before, or felt that it was acceptable to be angry, or any of those things. Because I 100% a year when I started therapy, I would have said I wasn't an angry person or that I wasn't angry about things. And yet, absolutely brimming full of rage, Stevie.
Fuming.
absolutely furious. And all it means is that you internalize it, you stick it in your stomach. And exactly like you were saying a minute ago, it explodes out of you 4 days later trying to buy a sandwich about something totally unrelated. It means it comes out in ways that aren't the original. It's a stupid analogy, but I once heard a thing about punishing a dog that was like, you can't punish a dog later. So if a dog like pees on the carpet or whatever that you've told it not to do, you can't like take it outside a bit later and beat it because it doesn't know, it has no concept of what it is between those two things. Like you can tell it off right in the moment, or like whatever you're supposed to do with dogs, I don't know, throw water on them to stop them peeing, or I don't know, I haven't got
drown them
in yeah. a sack into the river. But you can't You can't delay the punishment because it's a dog. It doesn't know what it is that is the crime here. And that is to make a very large mental jump to your own emotions is the same thing, that like it has to come out at the time. It has to be dealt with in the moment, because otherwise your body isn't able to put the pieces together about like, what is this being happening here? You are basically the dog in that situation getting upset. The dog and owner both getting upset in the sandwich queue 4 days later, and you haven't got the mental understanding to know that it's because you peed on the carpet 4 days ago. Okay, look, here we go. I got there.
No, it's good. No, but also, it's relevant. It works.
It's relevant.
One thing that I think seems to be like a sort of a bit of a myth is that like if you express, when people say things like, you know, oh, express your anger, and that you will be like, okay, and then the next time you're angry, you're like, aah! And then you become like a storm cloud. The thing is that feeling comes from when you haven't expressed your anger loads and it comes out. So that feeling of being like, you're like a storm cloud and your eyes have turned black and you're like floating, that's like, oh, you have like, that's a buildup of many angers. And actually also that can happen, and that can feel like what it feels like to feel the anger for the first time. But it's more really important to say, this is something that comes up all the time, to label it. So to be like, I remember the first time I did it, and I was like, I'm angry. And it was really like,
yes,
what? And it's quite like, it's quite freeing, because you sort of connect yourself with it. In my head, to make myself feel better, because I still struggle with it quite a lot, it's like, I sort of connect myself to, you know, a rich history of witches, and how sort of empowering female anger can be. But also at the same time, you know, anger is just anger. But like in my head, I try and make it like, oh, look, it is empowering for a woman to be angry because of how little we are angry.
It is often empowering to own the anger. It is not necessarily empowering to be angry.
Good point. Good point. Yeah.
It's empowering to be able to say, I am angry now. And then I am in control of this anger. I am experiencing it. That's the part I think that is empowering. Otherwise, you're just an angry woman.
Just an angry woman. just an angry person.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One of the things that you can do is basically whenever you feel that sort of that feeling that often will, you know, result in you being like, I don't know why I feel like what's this feeling? It's anger. To name it, I'm angry. And then the next thing you have to do incredibly quickly is you have to identify why you are angry, and this is the crucial thing that everyone says, not put any judgment. It's fully objective, this thing. So it could literally be like, I'm angry because they didn't bring my sandwich in time. In time for what? Nothing. I've got nowhere to be. Right. So, but that doesn't, there's no judgment. That's why you're angry. So that is okay. Whenever you're angry, it is absolutely, it's not even okay or not okay. It's like completely, that's just, it's just a fact. That's why you're angry. That's very important, because then you basically have to pick apart why you felt angry because of this thing. So then already you've kind of eradicated all the shame and all the judgment. And now it's sort of like, now it's like a problem solving exercise. So then you then look at, okay, if that doesn't feel justified to you, if you're like, that doesn't feel like something I would be angry about, or you're not quite mm-hmm. sure, then it becomes like, okay, so let's look, what has the day been like? What has the week been like? Is there something that, and there will always be, and this as well, just bringing up therapists all the time, the amount of times I will go to my therapist and be like, so I acted like this and I have literally no idea. It is a great mystery. And my therapist will be like, what happened that day? And I'll be like, so something really awful happened, but it was fine. And then she's like, no, that's it then, isn't it? Like, that thing that you just said, that will be why you're angry. Like, oh, right, yes, okay. And then here's my money. There might be a secondary thing that is running throughout your life that's incredibly deep, or it could just be as simple as, there's an email that I don't want to write, or I'm having an ongoing dispute with a friend, or I'm about to go see my parents and I have a very difficult relationship with them, and I know that that's coming up soon. So 4 days before, you have a go at a waitress because she's giving you a sandwich. I don't know why I'm saying that, because that's not really, but let's go with the sandwich thing. So those three steps, I'm angry. Why am I angry? No shame. And problem solve. Okay, but why did the anger come after that? Like, does that feel appropriate? Has my emotional response been appropriate? And if your answer is no, then now it's time to find out, well, what are you really angry about? And if it is appropriate, and you know, it's sometimes more difficult to identify when something has been appropriate. Like the amount of times I've been like, I don't know, and it's like, well, a guy shouted a horrible thing to you out of a van and it made you feel really upset. That's fine. Like, that's a legitimately gross, or your boss was a piece of shit to you. Be angry, that's fine. But then you can start, because you've taken the shame out, you've got rid of that extra layer of like embarrassment and confusion, which can make you like act irrationally. That's my
yes
vibe.
It's 100%. You're ever so smart, Stevie. Therapy, like, it basically is just you presenting and saying, hello, I do B, and listen, there's absolutely no reason why. It's a great mystery of our age. And then say, or maybe like, I do C, and then saying, do you think it's because of B and A? And then, and you being like, no, absolutely not.
No, absolutely. You're wrong.
No, thank
and
you.
Then and then 4 weeks later going, you know, that time and, you said yes.
Yeah. And then many, many months later, you have to be like, I think it might be because of A and B. And I had to say to mine, like, how can you stop yourself not being like, I told you so, when people come back being like, it's A actually. Like, and she was like, because that's, she wasn't very funny. For a start.
So therapists shouldn't be, because
no. She was like, I can tell you what A and B is within 10 minutes of meeting most people when they bring me C, but my job is not just to tell you it. My job is to give you the steps and the tools and the treasure map and the flashlight for you to go and find those things yourself, so that you come back to me and say, it's A and B. Like, my job is not just to be like, it's A and B. But so what it teaches you basically, even what the C thing that you came to therapy for might be completely unrelated to the thing that you learned to be angry about or whatever, but in every other aspect of your life, you have the tools to be like, okay, this is what's happening to me. Let me have a look in my memories. Let me have a look in my experiences to be like, why do I think this is happening? And to be like, okay, this is it. This is why I feel this way. And then that's the empowering bit. Once you've got those skills to be like, I know myself, I understand what's happening, then you can move it into being like, okay, now this anger has to have somewhere to go. And then it goes to the steps that they take you, which is if you try and learn about anger, you know, I was going to say a layman's level, like on basic Googling, it would be like, go for a walk. Like, have you tried exercise? Like all this stuff that you're like, that's...
Now I'm more angry. I'm really angry at this list.
This is putting a plaster on a bullet wound. Like, you have got to go in deep and like understand how this has happened. And then you will know what the answer is for your own personal anger and how it can be channeled and how... But once you've named it, honestly, you take away its power and you give it back to yourself the moment that you can say, I am angry out loud.
And then
with a little Mr. Burns hands to be like, I'm in control here. I understand that I am angry.
But also, if anger is what they say it is, which is like a signifier that something is not the, there's a need being unmet, or you are being either treated, or you have got yourself into a situation that is not good for you, then it becomes like, it is your friend. So then this like fourth step or the fifth step, or what, I've forgotten how many steps there are, whatever, is to say, okay, but what can I do to mitigate this from happening again? Like, is this a situation, for example, if it's a work problem, then you know, it's very possible that the people that you're working with are not good for you, or the job mm-hmm. that you're doing, that particular office or that particular scenario, you know, what is it? And there are very few things that can't be solved. I mean, one is like, oh, I'm angry because, I don't know, I'm old and death will come to it. Like, yeah, well, fine.
Just whispering to yourself, death comes for us all.
That's obviously something you can't solve, but there are obviously ways to deal with that. But I'm just thinking of like, most things you can change, and you don't have to live in anger. And your anger is just essentially a part of you that's going like, oh, stop that, because that's going to hurt you if you keep doing that. Or like, you don't need to be doing that. And so you have to listen to it like you would a sort of quite annoying friend.
It's only unhelpful to you when it is irrational or misunderstood, or all of those things.
I was going to say, the one thing though is if it's about a particular person, and it's good to confront people who have made you angry, but you have to do it in the right way, obviously. And one of the things that keeps coming up is that if a friend or a lover or a family member or something has just consistently made you furious, and it's about over a specific thing, and it's made you really, really angry, one of the tips that I think is quite helpful is that to use I phrases. So like, don't be like, you've done this and you've done that, and that's why I'm angry. It's like, I feel angry because I felt when you said this that it meant this. Or like, very much focus it on you and why you have felt angry, so that they don't feel attacked, or they'll be less likely to be defensive. And also, you don't, when you're angry at somebody, often what happens is then they explain their side of the story, and you're like, oh, I see it from both sides, I am less angry now. So if you barrel in being like, you're a piece of shit and this is why I'm angry, that's possibly unhelpful, as much as they may be a piece of shit, fine, but go in with the kind of like, this is what I feel. You now, how do you respond to that, and what's your side of it? And then that's the best way to kind of diffuse a specifically angry situation with a person. But that those are all my tips. I'm dry as a well.
No, please. Well, it's been the most fecund well. What a phrase. Never
fecund!
Said it out loud. Listen, is it a word? I've never said it out loud.
I think it's great.
I think it means very full and giving, but I'm not confident.
I love it.
I think our episode about how to have a difficult conversation, I found fascinating, because we talked about being like, what do you actually want out of this? And probably the answer is, I want them to fall on their knees and say that I have been right all along, and they are a shithead and blah, blah, blah. But actually, that's never going to be achieved. You have to just break it down to be like, the thing that might be achieved is that you come to some kind of harmonious agreement or whatever. But also exactly what you're saying about the I statements. The moment that you shift that from like, you're a piece of shit, to I felt very upset when you ate my cake, you know.
It's all food-based, isn't it, our anger?
I think it's because both of us can't, in imagining it, the worst thing we can imagine is someone like eating our thing taking away our food.
Furious.
Furious. Yeah. And I just want to say one last thing about, because we talked about sort of that male thing about like punching walls and men getting very angry and stuff. And I know it's a real trope, and I'm sure we've got lots of male listeners, and I'm sure people have either known people or been those people who have got furious and like punched a wall or kicked a bin or done those things. And I think the internet, just to say, if you're one of those people, the internet can be very quick to be like, to be very judgmental of you. Like, I've seen a lot of Twitter things that's like, girls, if you go to his house and there's holes in the wall, like, leave, you know, that. And to be honest, I mean, I don't know how many holes there are. You make a call if you need to leave. But like, it's very quick to be like, men who are angry, like, are the worst. Like, they are, you know, and actually really, really good people have anger that they, you know, can't control and stuff. And I think it's just, if it's for you or if it's for another person, you, like, when you, firstly, try and find another way to get that anger out of you. It doesn't have to involve you, you know, kicking something. But also, if you're trying to help another person, the line is, have they ever when they break stuff or when they do something in anger, is it their own stuff or is it your stuff? And the moment that it tips into being like, it's your stuff, like that they break your things, that's the moment that you can be like, this is time on this. Like that's, this yeah. is not an anger that can be, this is an anger that can be solved, but maybe not by me. And this is not my job to help this person out.
They need outside help. It's not, this you needs, can't help them. They need to, yeah. it's therapy time. And also as well, like I found it really interesting about how quite a lot I read about ages ago about how often when people are physically angry in terms of wall punching and stuff, we're not talking about domestic abuse. That's a completely separate thing. And my God, yeah. if you're having that, please get help. But if somebody is, yeah, punching walls or whatever, it's 99% of the time because they are unable to articulate their emotions.
Yeah.
So that's like the first, if you are somebody who like finds that you just like throw things around, it's sometimes helpful to try and give yourself like, I don't know, four sentences, and you've only got four sentences and you have to write down in four sentences exactly how you are feeling and why. So you keep it short, so you don't go on and on spiral into like more stuff, but you're able, it's so important. It's just so important that you're able to know what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. So then you're able to explain why. And when you don't, the reason that you throw things or punch walls or whatever is because your brain is going like, alert, alert, like what is happening? And yeah. so short-circuiting essentially.
So this is a hug coming out to people who are wall punchers. You yes. just don't know what to do with yourselves. I don't break other people's things.
I love that being a tip. Don't break other people's things.
I just like, be aware of it, of being like, what are the things you're breaking? Is it a bin or is it your girlfriend's precious porcelain? Because that's where the line becomes, you know. I also highly recommend Liam Williams's Ladhood series. It's so fantastic. Both the Radio 4 show and then the TV show is just really, really beautiful, and it explores that male teenage anger and how if unresolved and understood and unworked out in yourself, what it becomes in later life. And I think it's also really, really funny. And it was a fantastic show, and I highly recommend it.
Great. And yeah, well, I hope that helps, Clara. Please do message us on Twitter if you have any suggestions for future episodes, because we are constantly taking suggestions now, and it's a real joy. You guys come up with way better things than we could have done. At Nobody Panic Pod on Twitter, and I'm at Stevie M. The S is a 5, not an S.
Mine is at Tessa Coates, and the email is nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com.
Lovely. And look, have an accepting week, and notice the anger within yourself, because it'll happen. You'll literally be like, oh my God, this is it, I'm angry.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope we were some help, and we will see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, Hello Fresh is your guilt-free dream come true. Baby, it's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast, and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brands.